I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil with WMPR News. Waterbury's acting deputy police chief, Chris Corbett, was laid to rest on Tuesday. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound last week. It's not uncommon. Each year, more police die by suicide than are killed in the line of duty. Corbett's untimely death has been hard to accept for those who knew him. Trish Buchanan knows what they're going through. She's the widow of East Hartford officer Paul Buchanan.
Paul and I were high school sweethearts and best friends. We were married for 29 years.
They had two sons, and she says life seemed perfect until 2 years ago.
Paul sadly passed away on March 12, 2013, after almost 24 years on the job. He took his own life, and it's been hard.
She says he started having trouble when his job duties changed after spending 24 years doing patrol.
He definitely was having some depression, some anxiety. I would call it panic disorder. I believe that was his official diagnosis, post-traumatic stress disorder. And he did reach out for help, and unfortunately, help wasn't easy to find.
He tried the Employment Assistance Program, or EAP, a counseling service many employers offer to their employees. But Buchanan says the provider wasn't versed in working with law enforcement, so he didn't return. And she says he hesitated to ask for more help because he worried he'd lose his job. Buchanan says it's this culture in police departments that needs to change.
Mental health is still a taboo subject. The officers are constantly placed under stress due to their job. You know, it's a culture where it doesn't allow officers to admit that they need help, and so they suffer in silence.
Since Paul's death, Buchanan has raised awareness about suicide among police officers by organizing a memorial fundraising run in his honor. It's called Believe 208, after her husband's badge number. Last year, they raised more than $20,000 to help other police officers, including offering resilience training. Buchanan stresses stigma can only be erased if people continue to talk about suicide and ways to prevent it.